5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kim on stage. She's
the Chick Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2026. A symbol. Joshy is on PTO.
Yeah, honeymoon.
He's on honeymoon. He just got married yesterday as we filmed this. This is airing for you on Monday. Mm-hmm. If you're not on the Patreon, we just shot, you know, 10, 15 minutes of me and Angel shooting the stuff prior to going live. So this will air on Monday, August
the 10th.
The 10th. That means that I am officially on tour. Church announcements. There are shows this Friday in Birmingham, Alabama. As we tape this, there's still tickets available. Jacksonville, still tickets available. Charleston, South Carolina. So many.
Jacksonville, Florida?
Jacksonville, Florida. Okay. Duval! So this week, pull up on Grief Sucks. I'm very excited to kick it off. Angel, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
I'm not doing shit, but you can still check out my good friend Brisha Webb on her Hulu special, LOL. It's her first special. Go run them numbers up for my girl.
I'm very proud of Brisha. So she's finally come back to social media.
Yeah, well, she's on social media now. Yeah. I had to let her borrow my girl.
Yeah, I seen.
Yeah.
She got the talent.
Yeah, I said, Brisha, I don't know why you're fighting it. Old Hollywood is dead. Hey,
them niggas, if you ain't been famous since 1994, give it up. And a lot of the niggas who have been famous since 1994.
They trying to come up over y'all.
Hey, what y'all do on the Instagram? Yeah. I do not own the rights to this music.
Doing a transition with a slow hand.
Will Smith was it. Yeah. Once Will Smith, who was the last of the movie stars, right? There hasn't been a movie star bigger than Will Smith since Will jumped out, right?
You talking about black folk?
Period. Nobody since Will, black or white, has surpassed him star-wise. Would you agree?
I guess so, but I that's a hard question to throw out and then have me think of the answer that quick. But we'll say yes for it.
I'm trying to think of anybody. When you say Will came out 95, 96, Independence Day was kind of his,
yeah, that like, was his announcement. Big movie, and he's been a blockbuster type of action.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's been bigger than him since. Black or white. Box office draw. Michael B. Jordan is on his way. Robert Downey Jr. was out before Will Smith. He just had that rehab.
He did have
Michael B. Jordan is on his way, but he hasn't yet. Remember, Will did that. He had 100 million, over 10 movies, 100 million at the box office. The Rock? Would you say The Rock is bigger than Will Smith?
Yes.
So I would give you The Rock.
Yeah.
I don't know if The Rock has 10 movies with 100 million at the box office, though. But he has a few. And also, I don't know if you can count that as much anymore because of Netflix and stuff. That's not a, you know, The Rock be doing movies on Netflix.
Let me tell you how AI is crazy.
Why?
I put in biggest movie star to date, and I want you to just guess who they put.
To date?
To date. I said biggest movie
star. Tom Cruise.
First, let's start off by it is not a man. That's how I know it's crazy.
Meryl Streep?
And it's not a white woman.
Angela Bassett?
You know it ain't gonna say that. I'd throw this thing and be like, don't you lie on that woman.
Selma Hayek.
Zoe Saldana.
Okay.
It says Zoe Saldana currently holds the title of the highest grossing actor in
You know
history.
What it is? It's probably them Avatars.
You right. Avatars and Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm about to say them Avatars is a lot of money. And she was in that Marvel.
That's what they doing.
They adding them Avatars up.
Okay.
Because that dude who plays Jake, Sam Worthington or whatever, he ain't been in Marvel.
Yeah, so. But they don't even got Will on here. They got Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, excuse me. But I was like, what you mean? But okay.
Anyway. All right. Anyway. This A$AP Rocky was in the news a lot last week.
Yeah.
Started off with this graphic designer posted a DM from A$AP Rocky. A$AP Rocky reached out and said, good morning, Alan. How much do you charge for your brand logo revisions? Assuming you would be willing to do so, I would be honored. Love your work. God bless. Alan did not respond to the message.
not before screenshotting it.
He screenshot that.
He did a reaction, though. He did an emoji to it.
He did. Mind blown.
Yeah.
I guess that is a response.
Yeah.
Threw that up on the main page. Mm-hmm. and said, this just, oh, no, he said, I have no words as a caption. And then ASAP to the Rock, he said, this is just distasteful. Well, I guess we won't be working. Best of luck, buddy. Best of luck, buddy. It's very funny.
I know.
Your thoughts, Angel, on Alan Peters costing himself a job for posting a DM with ASAP Rocky.
I feel bad for him because I think he was just excited. Right? I know everybody's like, he did it for clout. Well, kind of, but also.
Of course he did.
But also, he's excited.
I think multiple things can be true.
Yeah.
You excited, you clout chasing, and you're marketing your business.
Well, yeah.
Because ASAP Rocky's social currency is currency. He's saying to the people who follow him, if ASAP want to get down,
right,
you come over to my DMs.
I mean, because people show when that, like, there's this musician I follow, Ethan French. Mm-hmm. The white, do you know who I'm talking about? Nope. It's a white dude who just be playing music and it'll be like day 48.
Oh, I know his name. Ding, he like make a song every day, yes, or something.
Uh-huh.
And he go right to the key. As soon as he press record, he'd be like,
boom, and it'd be so
he
good. He
like that nigga from Charlie Brown on the piano.
So good.
Linus or whatever.
So he, in like, as his videos have grown and he's getting more and more discovered, he will screenshot people's comment. Yep. He'll screenshot somebody's following him. He'll screenshot somebody liked it. And I'm like, oh, it's showing how his work has resonated with people he admires, right?
Yep, yep.
Obviously, it's also a flex. I'm not even going to put it as clout chasing, but it's a flex to be like, these people like my stuff and I admire these people. The only reason why I'm saying it's not clout chasing because I don't think he's necessarily doing it to be like, I'm next. Because I feel like that's part of clout chasing, to be like, because I'm associated with this person, I got next.
Yep.
So that's the reason why I'm like, I understand how he made that mistake. It's just unfortunate that he did.
He did. And the thing is, ASAP DM'd him in private. All that other stuff that Ethan did, those are public comments.
Everything is public. I don't, listen, I can't go back and look at, I'm just thinking of the stuff that stood out. He could have put a little
DM
of, man, I love your music. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know either. I've followed that guy and I see that. And here's the thing. It works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, celebrity currency is still valuable. Somebody, you remember when I did them cameos to help promote my tour? Had all the people congratulate me. And people were like, yo, this is, you know, crazy. How did Kev do this? Because these people charge, you know, between 50 and whatever the number was, $500 to do these cameos. And because those people are recognizable, the viewer is listening to what they're saying. And I think that's what that guy said. ASAP Rocky, not only is he recognizable, he's known for having cool fashion. He's known for more than rapping.
Right.
He's known. Is he got Prada or something? He's with a fashion.
Like
Prada.
I think it's Prada.
Yeah. He's known for having cool style. He's also married to Rihanna. And we don't have no Josh. I don't know if he's the leader of the ASAP mob, but I feel like he's.
Let's just say he is.
He's a general. I feel like he's the most ASAP of the ASAPs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hear much about the other ASAPs.
I can't even remember the other ASAPs.
Ferg.
There is a Ferg. Uh-huh.
Tink. Yams. Past.
ASAP. Tink, tink. ASAP. Thumbs. Fingers. ASAP. Pat back. Yeah.
But anyway, that dude lost that gig. Immediately. He apologized this morning. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw it. Yeah. He's like, I hope we still find a way. Listen, I get everybody's like, DMs are private. They're not, though.
You don't think so?
I think it would be silly of you to ever think that something you send to someone.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? For him as a business owner, he should have let it be private. But DMs are not private.
I respond to people who DM me, the few people who I follow, I always respond as if this is going to be screenshot.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, DMs, emails, they are not private. Unless you are my close friend, that's the only time I expect for you not to show what I have texted you or sent you. Outside of that, I believe that agreed. I might as well be saying it out loud.
I couldn't agree more. Somebody said ASAP Peter came.
ASAP RSVP is my favorite.
Now that's good.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And I listen, man, you got to learn lessons. And you're never too old to learn lessons.
And he learned that thing.
And the crazy part about it is I had never heard of Alan Peters, and this whole kerfuffle made me look at his design.
Is he good?
I just scrolled through. I don't really have an eye for design.
Neither do I, and I wish I did.
I don't care that much. I think it's hard for me because I don't care a lot of times. And I'm not saying you shouldn't care. I'm just saying I don't.
I don't know how people see it, and that's unfortunately how I be how I use AI.
What you mean?
Because I don't have an eye for
Like on Canva and stuff.
Yeah, or just to help me figure out the way I want something laid out, mm-hmm. I will have it show me options, and then I'm like, oh yeah, that I should move that there. Mm. And then I'll typically then design it on my own.
Got it.
But I need his help first.
Well, speaking of designing on your own, There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the music world. And I know you know these artists.
Oh, yeah. Give them to me.
Okay. So this man name is, let me find it.
Give it to me.
His name, Angel, is Phoenix Flexin.
Uh-huh.
He's been hot water.
Yeah, because he said he wrote his own stuff.
He said he wrote his song. Phoenix Flexin confirmed AI generated, the song is called Rubbers by Phoenix Flexin. It was confirmed AI this week by Treblo CEO. I saw this video of him going viral where people were like, this Phoenix Flexin song, Rubbers, which apparently is like was a number one song, unbeknownst to me. Let's listen to it, Angel.
Booty Tay to the max. Phoenix Flexin?
Phoenix Flexin.
All the rage.
And Perps on the Beat. This is the song.
Perps on the Beat. That sounds like it was supposed to be in the music.
It does. Swiping cards and stacking chips. I saw your sick of chips. Let me stand in the pouring rain. Nobody has these diamond chains. My pocket's getting thicker. The watch is moving quicker. My knee talk is much louder now. But I can't sleep through the night. Can't sleep through the night. Still seeing your face in the glass. Why do you call when you're short on cash?
Oh, just say the word. Xanadu pills. Oh, I could definitely twerk to this. Can't sleep through the night. In glass. Can't sleep through the night. My mind tonight. Can't sleep through the glass. He wasted water. For can't sleep through the night. Can't sleep through the night.
He went in that computer room and said,
why you pouring out my water? And the thing is right there, Kevin.
Angel, I went for the joke. No, if I electrocuted myself, it would have been good.
You're going to electrocute yourself. Think you're about to tear up my computer.
It ain't going your computer.
No, but the cord is in plugged in. This, electric shock, bow, boom, bow.
And hey, you ain't finna die.
I didn't say me die. I said my computer, Kevin.
I would have bought you a new computer.
Kevin, money doesn't fix everything.
Oh, it would have fixed that computer, though.
Dancing through the night.
Let me just say this part. Use more AI. If that's all you used in that thing, use more and fix it. You just do that up there. Use more. If you turn that in.
It did.
Whatever you put that in, brother, now go and do the double AI and say, now make it good.
Now make it better.
Golly.
Was garbage. How do you use AI to make that when we have hits like, I'm a phenomenal black woman built from the best.
Walk with grace.
If we could get hits like that, how you gonna give me Dancing Through the Night?
Man.
I don't understand.
I'm gonna tell you what, Angel. That was hot butt sweat.
It was bad.
That was sweaty butt. And I feel like old man yelling at cloud, because that just isn't good music to me. I don't even know what he was.
Dancing Through the Night and Plastic On. That was up there with Heaven Sent.
No. At least that was Human.
But it was both not good.
No.
Oh, you're like, I'll take Human trash, just that robot trash.
I will. You put your heart and soul into it.
No, I don't want it. Regardless, I don't want an AI. I don't want it real.
No, this is my problem with this song. Are we being serious about the people who liked it? Prior to it being AI, it was a hit song.
There are people who have trash taste in music.
That's true.
There are people who love to listen to garbage. Why is my neck tight? Everything is tight.
What are you looking for?
Tissue.
For me?
No, for me.
Okay. We just snot nose cousins.
I know. My nose said I'm a drip. You know that? Some people have like music taste that I will never understand. And I also think I'll never understand because I don't do drugs.
Oh yeah, he was on lean all in that music video.
Yeah, I don't do drugs, I think, Kevin, you just
got a lot going on. We got a lot going on.
Marcus gonna come in here and be like, where did the water come from? I'll be like, Kevin.
No. Cool Doug at Night by Sammy Ray and the Friends. Is that a song? I've seen that commented a lot.
There's a lot of music that I can't listen to because I realize, I'm supposed to be on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Is this supposed to be a AI song? Or why are we listening to this?
I can believe this is AI because it fits a formula.
Mm-hmm.
Is that AI song? Because it feels like it's an AI song.
I think it might be. Let me tell you what's captioning us on AI. Searching for a song that fits a mood, like on Instagram. Not double checking the artist. You'd be like, sad music or whatever, and it's just prompted. And then this, you know how the sponsored stuff goes to the top, like on Uber Eats,
yeah.
Right? I think people don't be double checking to see if the artist is real or not.
Of course, I wouldn't either. But I also only use music that I know.
A lot of times people don't. Because there's this person I follow who I'm pretty sure is anti-AI. And they put a song in there and it just like sounded like it could have been AI. So I looked up the artist and on Google it was like, this is not a real artist. It was a gospel AI song. Mm-hmm. That means the computers love the Lord.
Oh, they going to heaven. They there already.
The computers is...
They're making heaven, pieces of heaven in AI for us because they ran out of space.
And you know Tyga.
Yes, he's going to go by Scarface. What is he going to go by?
That's the name of his album, Starface.
Starface.
Tyga confirmed he's using AI and he's used it to make his Starface album.
But I think he's going to go by a different name too.
Okay.
Yeah, it might not be Starface, but yeah.
And I quote, Tyga... We definitely use AI, and I know people are going to be mad about me saying this, but it's where technology is going. It's no different than when Auto-Tune came out. Some people were opposed to it, but real artists took it and used it. I've never spoken on this with anybody because I always felt like it was similar to a magician explaining how he does his tricks.
Well, I want to know how he's using it. I get that he's saying he's using it, but mm-hmm. How? Are they creating the beat with it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like AI is going anywhere. It doesn't feel like it. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm trying to figure out what is the ethical way, if there is one.
Well, see, this is the interesting thing about this. I agree with you. I think the big difference between AI and auto-tune is that there was no complaints that auto-tune actually harmed the environment or harmed communities.
Correct.
A big reason, there's a few reasons a lot of people are anti-AI. One is it devalues art. You know, you know, the skill of what it takes. Even that aside, these data centers used to power AI, cool the servers down, they consume a lot of water, and they're often placed in black and brown neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So they are, you know, damaging to the environment. That's another reason why.
Yeah.
During the auto-tune debate, remember, we grew up around Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
Right? So they were, like, blackballed because they weren't really singing.
Right.
Right now, Milli Vanilli would be, that complaint, nobody would even care. Mm-hmm. And also, come to find out, that was happening a lot more than people thought. As far as, like, the artist not actually singing the song. They didn't get as found out as Milli Vanilli. Auto-tune, people complain about the same thing. I'm talking about the pitch-correcting auto-tune, not the T-Pain auto-tune. I'm talking about you saying off-key, the computer went in there and said, you're going to be right. And then there was, you know, T-Pain, Roger Troutman. They were good singers who were manipulating auto-tune, really the decoder part of auto-tune, to create interesting music. But T-Pain could sing. Roger Troutman could sing. Then there's things like J-Lo, where she is the face of music, but there's 20 women who've been like, I'm singing this song, I'm singing that song, I'm singing that song. But J-Lo, because she was pretty and she could dance, she's the face of the music, but, you know, she's not actually singing a lot of those.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I'm curious where you, the listener, draw the line. And I want to hear where you draw the line.
I don't know. I will also say the other issue is not just art. AI is completely taking jobs.
Yes.
Like fully. Like AI right now for me is a would be a virtual assistant.
Mm-hmm. Right. In theory or in practice?
In practice, it is like a virtual assistant for me, where in the past I would have hired a virtual assistant, she just would not have had as many skill sets. Like, her skill sets would not be as diverse.
Yeah.
As when I just say, hey, proofread this and let me know if I have any grammatic errors.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, I think it's going to come down to, one, them finding a different way. Well, I mean, you said, where do I draw the line?
Where do you draw the line?
If I try to only use it, me personally, and I have actually used AI to create a song to help them kids sell popcorn, because I was like, I ain't got time for us to get in the studio. Because I used to do that with my kids. We would go in the studio, create a song, come out, da-da-da. And I was like,
you use Suno or something like that?
I'd use Suno for one of their little popcorn songs, because I was like, we just need something real quick to put under this that fits the music video. Because typically, I would go to the studio, record, yada, yada, yada. But outside of that instance, for certain, I typically use AI to help me visualize something that I have in my head. And then I then create it on my own. So I use it mainly to help assist me in ideas that I already have and organizing it. However, the effect is still the same. If water is being used to cool off the towers, like, because in any type of every computer has a system which cools it down.
Every, a little baby fan in there.
Yeah, every single one. And because I guess we're using them so much, data centers, they're using up so much water. So I would hope with enough complaints that they'll come up with a different way, because that's what those, you know, them fans.
The windmills?
Yeah, or those are ways to, like, generate energy that could also generate energy to fans that I would think would be able to cool down data centers. But hopefully people aren't using it in a way that we kill so many jobs.
We are going to.
I mean, yeah.
Nothing about technology that makes things more efficient in capitalism has ever stopped to save jobs.
Yeah,
because capitalism works best when the person running the things has to pay less people.
Right.
It's like, just think about if you took a picture of me and Angel right now, and it's 2013 when I worked at All Def, and I wanted to superimpose you on a flyer, the only way to do that was somebody who knew how to use Photoshop mm-hmm. to add you. And now
I learned how to use Photoshop because of it. Go ahead.
Yes. So at All Def, to get Angel on a flyer to make a joke or just cut her head off, the only way is place Chris Sosa, hey, $300, we'll make this joke about Angel. Here's $300, cut her head. Here's a picture of Angel, cut her head off and put it on there. Then there was this app called Juxtaposer where you didn't have to have Photoshop. You could just put the background in, load it, and I could put a picture on you. But I had to go through and like
trim around me.
And it would take me sometimes an hour, mm-hmm. 2 hours to make it look real. And we used to do that. Remember that Michael Jordan face meme that was popular with him crying and people were putting it on there? It was people's graphic designers' jobs at All Dev. Put that meme on there. Okay, take me 2 hours to be done, right? Then that app came out, Juxtaposer. Then there was an app called Remove Background. All you got to do is punch it in, and it would do a good enough job. And here's the thing about AI and technology. It don't have to do a good job. It just has to do good enough.
Yeah.
When you're getting it for free, if I used to charge you $300, I have to pay you $300, and this is the company, not me, and you cut that thing off, and it'd be like, okay, it's a little blurry, or Angel's ear's missing.
Then we're fine.
For free? I'll take it. Mm-hmm. And then you have Canva. I remember Canva didn't have that. Then Canva added that. Now on TikTok, and then that was just a picture. If I wanted to use Angel's body and put her on top of something, first of all, she would have to shoot it in a green screen, have to be well lit. You have to take all that time. Now you can put Angel in there and put remove background on Canva, on CapCut, on InShot. I just did it the other day. Like that used to be a skill set. Person would have to rotoscope and go frame by frame and cut them out. So our bosses at All Def were like, man, use the app. Now we don't have to pay 300 times whatever. And it's the same thing as call centers. Representative. To call.
Give me a person.
Before email, if you watch Mad Men and Angel was a salesperson, there was a secretary that sat outside her office. And took every call, took notes, created her schedule. That stuff can be done by email and Google Calendar now. Like, I basically manage my own calendar, and I do a great job checking my emails and managing my calendar. I don't need no secretary, and I don't need no assistant. I do it myself. But my point is, jobs that existed don't exist. There's a store right next door to us.
I know.
There was a little store that went out that... this is in the building we're in.
You don't do a good job.
I do a great job
of checking your emails.
I scroll to the bottom of everything.
If you could see how many unread emails I have, you would probably.
Boy, me? None. But this place next door to us, it was a small business that sold chips, sodas, made little sandwiches and stuff. Three people worked there, the owner and two ladies who took turns. Post-COVID, and one time they had blood in one of them. One blood. Time they sold Angel and Marcus some food with blood in it. And that's where we as a company tapped out. Marcus and Angel came and said, hey, man, don't go to the people over there. They had blood in our turkey sandwich. You're like, blood? Yes, blood. So anyway, they went out of business. That thing is replaced with, there's a store in there with nobody.
Nobody.
It's just a refrigerator with sodas and chips and stuff, and you go and scan your own food out. There's cameras everywhere, and you pay for it with your Apple Pay, walk out. There's nobody that works there, just like in the airport, you know.
Yeah. You walk in and you walk out, it's like, I charged it, it's fine.
Big one into your mind. Hudson Booksellers, the person just watches you check out, and when I be up there, I say, y'all realize one day they're just going to weigh the cost and say, yeah, some people are going to steal, but the amount of people that steal, if it's less than the cost of staffing it, people steal anyway with people working there. Like that's how they think about business. So capitalism is always going to eliminate jobs.
And it sucks because
pull that grapefruit out of?
Out of my pocket.
You had a grapefruit in your pocket the whole time we were sitting?
It wasn't in my pocket. It's been sitting beside me.
Oh.
It's been sitting beside me.
I thought you did magic at Las Vegas. When the hell you get a grapefruit?
That's what you should do next.
Yeah.
We should do magic.
That is a great idea.
And I know a black dude who do magic.
He will teach us how to do tricks?
I could ask him. We know two black dudes. You know Jarrell do magic too.
Who's Jarrell?
The singer.
My church Jarrell?
Yeah.
He do magic?
Yeah. He's a magician.
No, he ain't.
Yes, the hell he is.
He ain't never did no magic in front of me. Then that means he can't do it. I do not own the rights to this music. Unruly Cousins Learn Magic is great.
Oh, yeah.
Because I be watching videos on how magic tricks are done all the time. I be fully nerding out.
But I'm going to let you know now, you going to hell. If we
they already magic. Didn't put me in that hell.
You're going
to
be quiet on the creek in hell.
They're going to put me in hell knowing witchcraft. These things are all practical. That is brilliant. Text Chris.
I will.
That's a good idea, and we needed our next idea.
Okay. Oh, and the dude said he would do stage combat with us, my friend.
Now we got two.
Yeah.
Get on the Patreon, or you ain't going to even see the full video of that. But what was you saying?
I don't know. What were we talking about?
AI. Jobs.
Oh, what sucks is because, especially with black women, they keep trying to fire us. We making less money.
They are. And remind me, StreamYard, when you're done.
We then can't pay folk. Like, I used to have a black woman on my staff. Now I'm like, my AI just going to have to be black until my money back up.
My AI named Tasha. That's as far as
I can go.
I could have a computer version of you, I'd fire you right now.
I already know. To do a song, AI Angel. Give me one talk.
Angel ain't number AI in the middle. That AI is an L.
There you go.
Capital.
Boom, there I am.
But listen, all jokes aside, you got to decide to pay more. I feel like if a company came to me and said, listen, man, I get you a hologram angel for half the cost of her or a quarter of the cost, I said, ain't no way, because that nigga Angel 100% crazy. And that computer can't go in that brain
right. And
pull all that ridiculousness out and a grapefruit out from the side.
Right. That's.
But you have to care, though.
You have to
care. And the problem is people don't care, mm-hmm. right? This company approached me about making a movie. They were like, yo, we want you to make a movie 100% AI. And I was like, that's not why I got into this.
Right.
I like going to set, getting my little breakfast.
Right.
That shouldn't be the first thing I bring up about set, but no, I do.
But the breakfast, when it's hitting, it's
when
hitting.
When it's hitting, it's hitting. But I like the act of actually making things.
Yeah.
It's not all about efficiency to me, but I think people are not going to care as much all the time. But I don't think we're going to lose everything, because it's like how vinyls are coming back now.
Yeah, I do think there's some bit. I think there will always be people. This is not just generational. I think there will always be people who prefer the human interaction that comes with certain things. I brought this up a lot when we used to talk about the metaverse.
Yep.
And I was like, no, there are going to be people who still love the tangible, who still love being able to experience things in real time with real people.
Yes.
And truly, I would love nothing more than just having a team of however many people I would need for how I use AI. And I think, unfortunately, my ChatGPT probably replaces what I would need for 5 to 10 people to do.
So this is the thing that I've seen this argument made, and this is essentially what you're saying. Correct me if you feel like this is incorrect. Black and brown people don't often have access to the amount of resources that other people do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I've seen black people make this argument for pro AI.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get you the resources, Angel, to hire 5-10 people. So you weren't going to do that anyway.
Right.
But with the use of AI, you can at least operate at the level that somebody who has those resources has.
Correct.
So it's like the argument is AI, like the internet, helps to level the. This is not my argument. Before y'all put us in a documentary, we gotta say stuff in the middle. Before we say stuff, I'm making the point that somebody else made. Don't put me an angel in no documentary. That done happened to us 3 times.
Yeah.
We're making the point that somebody else made, and y'all put us in the documentary as we said it.
Yeah.
So we need to say, I do not own the rights to this thought, but it helps to level the playing field for black people. Who don't have access to those resources and aren't going to.
I think so. It also, in some ways, it gives us access to knowledge that felt buried. So take Derek, the creator of
Dual Shot Recorder.
While, yes, it would have taken a software developer to take his idea and create the app that he created, DualShot.
DualShot is the app Derek Downey Jr. made that records in vertical and horizontal at the same time.
And he used AI to help him develop that app.
And code.
Encoded, yes, yes. Encoded. Now, if Derek was a man who already had a lot of money and mm-hmm. could have paid a developer, obviously I would have wished for him to have paid a developer. But I'm going to take the guess, and I could be wrong, that that wasn't actually something that he had the capability of doing.
Yeah, so, in the cash.
Right.
So he didn't have the knowledge or the cash.
Or he didn't have either. He yeah. just had the idea.
And I can tell you somebody who had an app built and didn't know how, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Correct.
That you have to pay somebody. But that computer know how to talk to that computer.
Correct.
That code know that code.
So I do feel like it's unfortunate. There is a way for black people, black and brown people, disenfranchised people to use it to, I guess, have some economic mobility moving forward, not backwards. Mm-hmm. But again, it comes with the price that we know is taking water up out of these communities. And I also feel like, I'm like, why is there not a way? And I know there's a way. You know, I'm going to ask AI to.
So sorry.
I'm asking.
Hey, chat. How you kid, man? How y'all do y'all stuff with less water?
Listen.
Spit out the formula. You're going to be like, ain't no formula. No, we need that water. You ain't thirsty.
So the water is running around the towers to cool it, right? I feel like there is a system that could be set up that instead of the water evaporating, the way the water is running through, it filters the water to create more clean water versus evaporating the water.
Well, that's my thing. Let me be dumb for a second. It uses a lot of water. The way it's talked about is this water is never usable again.
No, it just
consumes too much drinking water.
Yeah, it like because water comes back to us. You're just prolonging it coming back yeah. to us, which is using it up in those communities.
Because there's no more new water. Correct. All the water that's ever been available or ever will be available is already on Earth.
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
Correct. So the AI is taking consumable water, and you're saying it's just making it more expensive and hard to get.
I do believe so. That's for what I've been trying to figure out. They said that in China, they have them in the ocean.
Good water in there.
Man, we ain't drinking that.
Nah, it's got too much salt in it.
Salt and sperm of the whales.
Whales that be in that water busting nuts. They be busting. And a whale nut got to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. It got to be as shy as this.
Now, why would you?
Going up in there.
How the nut get in there if the water's in there, too? They got to be plugged in tight, I imagine. Yeah,
they hooked up.
They hooked up? I never seen a whale have sex, though.
I don't think I want to.
I don't think so either. Sperm whale, I mean, he got his name.
He said, let me tell you, I'll be busting.
That'd be them white caps in that ocean. Whale nut.
Whale nut. How do you use AI?
Well, let me know if you consider this AI.
You use it for editing, that's for sure.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Canva and CapCut is AI McGee.
Yeah.
Honestly, when I research, right? If I say we're doing the Ball Brothers, for example, and our topic is top 10 female-led comedies. Before, I would Google top 10 or female-led comedies, you know, and there'd be like an article.
Right.
Like, here's the top 25. Somebody on BuzzFeed would have made that. Yeah. And I would scan through and say, okay, oh, Bridesmaids, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I would scan through the article and do that. Now, when I Google, right, okay, let me say, right, okay, let's go back. Real example. Yeah. If we were doing the Will Smith comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, movie stars with more than 500 million dollar box office films. for the most part, the answer is always going to be AI overview first. Yeah, so this says top box office stars. Tom Cruise has 30 films grossing over 100 million. Sam Jackson, Tom Hanks, Julie Roberts, Harrison Ford, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the way Google works, this becomes a chat with their AI. Mm-hmm. In the past, if you go under the AI overview, IMDb has top 10 actors with the movie. That's how I used to get it.
Right.
And when I was like, oh, I meant AI, I would scroll past the AI overview. Once Google was like, I'm going to keep giving you these answers in AI, I ain't gonna hold you.
You just said, I'll take it.
I did it less and less because right now Reddit says most $100 million movies. So it would be, and then on a pinch, it's fine. So sometimes if I feel like Google and ChatGPT are going to give me the same answer, I'll just go to ChatGPT and say top 10, blah, 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 blah. And it'll put the answer in there because perfect example. Marquita Bradley, mm-hmm. Brilliant producer. Mm-hmm. The Ball Brothers podcast did not generate enough money to cover her salary. It just didn't. She was brilliant, right? She didn't cost crazy, but she cost.
Yeah.
So we tried for a year to use her. Like, okay, Marquita going to do this. Going to generate more money. And for the most part, we grew more followers, but no new money came from it. So what I had to do is be like, all right, Tom, we have to switch it up because we can't do the podcast the way we're doing with her because I don't have the time to produce the way she Marquita spent that time.
Yeah.
She created stuff for us. She made it easy. But my second son went into that college.
Yeah, and an expensive
college. He went into that college, and I said, I need some of that because I got to give it to the people.
Right.
And he go in 3 weeks, by the way.
I know. I talked to Liz. I said, when he moving out? Mel said, moving out? Moving into the dorm. Out.
And it's in 3 weeks.
Kevin, are you going to be okay?
No.
You want me to get an AI son?
No.
Put him in
the like JoJo, even as he is.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know you, but he leaving.
I'm going down there. I'm knocking on that door. I'm going to struggle through. I feel like it would have been easier if Isaiah would have just said, hey, I'm going across the country. Because Isaiah stayed home, that part of the struggle hadn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. Now it's finna happen. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so now me and Tony switched up the podcast and we basically Google or ChatGPT to help make those lists. Like, I'll come up with a list. Like, me and Tony will say, okay, we watching Girls Trip. What do you think we could do? You know, what could a top 10 be for a Girls Trip? And, you know, I think the Patreon had some suggestions. Female-led comedies actually came from the Patreon. But now I can't think of in 5 minutes, right. 25. So putting into Google is how I use AI. That's probably the most dominant way. I felt Canva is so much AI when I'm designing flyers and stuff, all that cutout stuff, all those templates and all that type of stuff. But I haven't gotten to the point where I go in and say, Canva, create me a flyer that looks like this and that.
No, I have.
Well, that's because I feel like I don't like those.
I don't like them either. I don't use them in business. I use them in when it's a business thing, I go right on over to that Fiverr and hire a person.
And that's what I do. Or I hire a designer.
Now, when it's the volunteer work where I work for free,
mm-hmm.
Canva, make me a flyer.
Stop sounding like that.
For the Delta Gyms, letting them know we doing a career fair.
If AI is so powerful, how come that same format exists from a restaurant menu to a booking thing, it's that same person. Bing, bing, bing. Color scheme. It's like AI flyers, y'all got one formula.
I know.
And it look out, don't matter what industry you in, stripper to taco maker, AI only knows how to put one flyer in that thing. And people don't even say, switch it up. They be like, perfect. Put my face where her face go. Well, you say three tacos, put three stripping moves. It'd be like, man, y'all taking all that water and ain't not no creativity.
Delta and Jackie Jill, all of our like assets, it'd be the same black woman face with five different hairstyles with the words. And I'd be like, so we don't have
no graphic designers.
And the flyer have too much information. Oh, every word available got to fit on the flyer.
Every word and every single freaking font. I'll say this. The youth aren't having it. The babies at the Jack and Jill teen conference, that was one of the things they put out as a complaint.
Yes.
They said, if you don't hire a black graphic designer and stop shoving these AI flyers down our throats. I said, well, come on,
that flyer is saying, I'm a phenomenal new flyer. This question, Rico Star sent a Patreon, is a question I've had. Do y'all think they had the same combo when the internet came out? Absolutely. I was reading an article about people complaining about electricity being used to power cities because of what it was going to do to the candle makers and the torch makers. Well, y'all take, they taking jobs. I was literally watching a documentary about it, and they pulled up these old newspapers, and people were like, y'all gonna let this electricity come in, it's gonna start fires and it's gonna take jobs. Y'all taking jobs from the candle makers, and they were, and the torch bearer. Because remember, in the back of the day, the city was lit with torches in the street and candles in there. So I do believe that the internet, same idea. People complain about that. And the internet did take people's jobs.
Oh, yeah.
It took jobs. And it created like the gig economy, Postmates, things like that. I would have loved to be able to do that when I first moved to moved to L.A.
I got it. You know, Marcus had to set it back to the normal thing because it wasn't. Oh, my God.
Just let me get it.
I get it because I'm going to check the.
Well, if you didn't record by now, it don't matter.
No. Make sure it wasn't full.
Oh.
You ain't used to working with nobody else. We got AI running back here. It's just invisible. Me and Marcus don't be having nobody behind the computer. You so used to Josh.
Let me tell you what I also realized. So, speaking about AI, you move it like you're injured.
Because I started working out. Sorry, my pants are so far up at my ass. Y'all might as well see my butthole. I was like, is that my cellulite or my cheeks? And my cheeks aren't even showing. I started working out, and that's why I'm so sore. I worked out every day this week.
You done waddled over there. It took an hour. I could have been there and been back like the Quicksilver.
I'm so sore. You still, hey, Zancy.
Nigga, I ain't see you walking.
You didn't see you?
No. We talk about AI. That nigga appeared. I said, now the computer's done made a Marcus. I literally looked over there. I heard the door. I'm telling you, that nigga appeared bright as day.
Yes. Oh, the fiber optics.
The fiber optics. You look very handsome, sir. You look very nice. Oh, well, you look good.
Oh, y'all finna go right after this, right?
Yeah, we're going to do. Okay. Well, no, we're going to shoot our episode after
this. Oh, then y'all finna go.
Yeah. But we can't leave until like 1:30, so we good.
Yeah, anyway. That wasn't anywhere to you. It was anyway.
No, it was anyway to me. That's fine. You rude.
Stage crew. I'm
sorry. But yeah, I think some of it is here to stay, and there will be people who are railing against it forever. Mm-hmm. But that, I just don't think it's going to matter. I also do think it's going to help people like me and you. I think because people are anti-AI, live performances where I know it's Angel on that stage.
Yeah,
I know
it's Kev.
And I wrote it, and I didn't have no AI help me or do nothing like that. I do think it'll help people like us who can perform live. I think it'll be like the vinyls for us. Could be like, man, I would actually rather watch a bad movie that was made with good intentions than a good, I don't know what a good AI movie could be.
I was about to say, I doubt there is a good, a for real good AI.
But you don't think Hollywood been, this is just me and you, the people in here and Tank in here. You don't think Hollywood been using this for a minute for script writing and help? If there's a way to pay somebody less, I feel like Hollywood would been probably using it or is using it.
It is currently definitely using it. That's
for
why
all that stuff we signed for the writer's strike. I feel like they were like, yeah, we signed that stuff. And secretly people are like, I'm using AI to write this.
No, I think they were, that is what they agreed to, actually. That's why the writer's rooms are smaller, because they're like, we can add AI to this to simplify some of this process.
Yes.
So what I mean by, I'm talking about, when I say AI movie, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're like, from the root of the two, the AI.
Fully generated.
Yeah, fully generated. Like, what's that dude who did Big Mama's House?
Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah, he did a full vertical AI movie. Mm-hmm. It looked insane. I was like, I don't want to see this bullshit. I was like, you might just do Avatar then. Just go ahead and paint yourself blue, because what am I looking at?
My fear is, Angel, it's still bad and easily distinguishable. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it might not be as easily distinguishable. I've been falling for some AI stuff. I done been tricked.
Now I believe everything's AI, so I'd be like, I then research. Like, there's this one older black woman
that, yes,
like, and it pisses me off when people are like, oh my God, this is so good. And I'd be like, this is AI. I literally type, this is AI. I'd get on Marcus. I'd be like, please try your best not to send me an AI video.
Yes.
Because I don't want
little Marcus or big?
The big one.
They be tricking you? They get me too.
Sometimes it's just a good content. I'm like, I'm going
to
send this.
And but I'd be like, don't send it to me, because I don't want the algorithm, which is AI. Yeah. I don't want it to think that this is what I want to be served.
One of my friends sent me a super yacht video. Like, man, we got to go on this, Kev. The nigga on the bottom corner of the yacht was walking on water. I said, now that's the Lord's yacht. You ain't see that, man? I said, I was looking at the top part. I said, the person outside servicing that is standing on the ocean. His feet is on there, like, babe, my bad. Because if you looking quick, you won't know. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can't hold you. I tricked a nigga, had three legs, and I did not see that third leg. I made a saw this on the internet, and nigga was like, that is the internet. That is a computer generated. I said, Kev, you got to slow down. I done seen some of my comedian friends doing something that's obviously AI. Yeah. And I be hitting them on the side. Hey, brother, that nigga's in the water standing. Now, you know we can't do that
we
yet.
We can't do that. We can't. I hope I don't get so bad. Lil Marcus has had to point out. He's giving me some tips on how to point out stuff. Lil Marcus is extremely anti-AI. And I'm always like, use it. look, nigga, come on. It's going to help you. Use it.
Peter K.
Yes.
All right, man. We've been talking about this for a minute. Let's move on. Real quick. I know you probably didn't see this because I didn't put this in the docket. The Aces beat the Fever last night as we record this. Caitlin Clark and them was up 20 points.
God, dog.
And
how they let them come back from that?
Caitlin Clark shot them out of the lead and turned them over out of the lead. Chelsea Gray hits a shot, send it to overtime. Play of the game, Fever up one. Asia Wilson's guarding Caitlin Clark. I got to show you this play. Caitlin Clark don't know what to do and get around that black woman.
Well, okay, because Asia is a very tall, very long.
She's very tall, very long. She's athletic, and she's defensive player of the year. Mm-hmm. Caitlin got her wires crossed. She tried to pass the ball. Asia tips it up into the air. When they both go to catch it, one of them strong, one of them ain't. That baby Caitlin Clark hit that ground so hard, Angel.
Oh, no.
Angel was like, big. And she just went straight up. She just physically bigger, taller, stronger.
Yeah.
Caitlin about busts her head on the ground, passes it up. Chelsea Gray hits a three, wins the game. Somebody on Twitter said, hey, listen, white girl, they can't play the game for you. They can be on your side on them newscasts, protect white women. But when it come down, you got to go through that black woman. It's you on that court.
It's you on that court.
And that black woman, and then say, said this when you came in. They bigger, faster, stronger than you. She flopped and failed, didn't get back on defense. And I said, that's the difference.
Why she did not get back up on defense?
Because she hit the ground hard. Let me show it to you, Angel.
Show me. Watch why how she hit it so hard.
Now, what you're missing is Caitlin Clark is NBA level skill. Only in the NBA will they shoot you out of the league.
Marcus said that Caitlin Clark is NBA status because that's the only place where they'll shoot you out the league.
Hold on. Man, they put a lot of stuff up since then. I was just watching this when I was on the thing. That's the Chelsea.
Anthony Edwards. He'll shoot 19 threes and miss.
See, that's not how me nor Kevin play. We shoot, and we aim.
This is it.
Oh, okay. Everything's moving so fast. And she certainly, all Asia did was a chest bumper.
I'm telling you, but when I'm that much stronger than you, that's all it takes.
No. listen.
And
no,
she
no.
flopped big time.
But the thing is that no, it wasn't even that. First of all, her.
This is a slow motion. This is the one I saw.
Yeah, she didn't even. That ain't got nothing to do with stronger. In Asia, Asia is stronger, but no, Caitlyn was so dramatic.
This she
was
flopping.
This was the equivalent.
Yeah. Yes, because she think that flopping gonna save her.
That was the equivalent to her.
Asia went straight up. That's why they didn't call the foul.
Right. So there was that ain't nothing. Now I'm gonna tell you that Asia jumped to the top of the roof.
Yeah, she did. She got that rebound out the rafters.
Because the height difference in the jump. This was Caitlin.
Yeah.
Asia was all the way
up. And Asia is 6'4". I think Caitlin is 6 foot, so she has a 4-inch height. But she looked like she was 7'2", and you was 5'3".
Right.
In that moment.
That would have pissed me off.
Yes.
I'm going to foul you.
And she did.
If I would have pushed Asia down.
Well, she hooked her jersey. But the thing is, I'm so much stronger. Your attempt ain't helping either.
Look, it's going to be such a technical, blatant.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to jump if you
Asia
jumping.
Couldn't push you like that.
Oh, no, no.
No,
she's going to have to be big like Talia.
Talia. Now, Talia could push you.
Talia did. Talia you did. Talk about Ken. It happened. She ran me over. But no, what I'm not going to do is jump with Asia jump. I'm going to just have to push you down because it's not fair.
1,000%. I agree with you.
Well, congratulations, Aces.
They looking good.
Listen, right. As always.
This was a funny clip that we saw. I just thought it was funny. This lady was on a version of QVC, and she said the wrong word.
Favorite video. I laughed to the point
again,
of
again, it looks like you went and got a blowjob at your blowout at your salon. Oh, my God.
And that little quiet. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right. So
that wig looked. That's a white woman auntie wig.
That looks. That Sonic the Hedgehog wig that she had.
Went and got a blowjob.
Got a blowout. Oh, my God. At the salon. It just looks great. And then what made it so bad is her bending out of frame.
She's just like, I want to disappear from here.
We can see you.
She sounds so defeated when she said, oh, my God. Because the words is out.
You didn't say a blowjob. We think about sucking dick when you try to sell this wig. You didn't said it, and now that's where we are. The fact that she thought she could disappear, Levarium Gosa, whatever it's called.
Wingardium
Leviosa. No, that's Leviosa.
What'd you say?
Wingardium Vosa. What'd they say?
Guardian Bosa.
What'd they say? How you disappeared?
I don't know. Expelliarmus.
No,
that ain't it. That's get some out of here. Wingardium Leviosa is all I know.
Wingardium Leviosa. Wingardium Leviosa.
Angel, you about to bite your tongue.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium.
That's what I said. Wingardium.
Millennium Testarossa. Yeah.
That's when you make something float.
Yes.
That's like that hair was.
Did you see Carlton Banks' version of this?
Of course I did, because he's an idiot. He's so I also funny. Loved his version of
and
David
again,
Banner.
I love to oh, show so this texture and this wave pattern. It's like I went and got a blowjob at my a blowout at my local salon. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
I'm telling you, man, that dude got...
He's so good.
He's so good, man. I'd be so jealous of how funny he is. I saw his before I even saw that.
Oh, no, I was so glad I saw that white lady first, and I could not stop laughing.
Oh.
Her going it's just like, what do you think that is saving you from? Looks like you're going down to actually do the blowjob. Girl, get up. and just laughing to the camera with us.
Oh my God!
But he said, "Geez, at the local," he said, "pattering, pattering,
pattering is so black."
Oh my God! I know Jesus. A couple of people who say it, and I want to just be like, "No."
Why are you pronouncing every letter like that? Pattering. You would need more letters for it to be pronounced that way.
They put an I between the R and the
N. Where did you do that?
Pattering.
Pattering is not that word.
My mother says, okay, guess what column is?
Column?
Yeah, what is that word supposed to be?
Not column. It's like you call somebody named Hume.
Column.
Column.
And she works in a career where columns are.
Training me in programming, and I thought it was
just
called a column.
Yes, Marcus is saying they can't hear you. Are you going to tell a story on the mic? she was. No, I'm saying walk your booty over here. But Marcus was getting trained by my mother in computer programming, and she'd be like, "So in column A, you want to put the command, and in column B." You want to, Marcus thought that that was a specific name for whatever she was talking about, not realizing she was saying column.
That is so
funny.
Column A. All right, column. Where you put that at?
How you spell that? How you spell column?
God. Which reminds me, this is not a mispronunciation, but my great grandma is the last person I've known who used the word commode.
Oh, yeah.
She would never say doo doo poop and never say toilet. She said, you'd have that ball movement in the commode. And when she passed away, I never met nobody else who said commode or really bowel movement. Sometimes in hospitals, they'll say bowel movement, but that's mostly medical. I ain't heard commode mentioned ever since Grandma Jack went on to be with him.
I have used it. I don't use it often.
Commode?
Yeah.
Why are you?
Because I know that's another name for it.
You thinking about the toilet and your brain said, throw commode out.
Yeah, like it more so in a cheeky way. But
yeah, okay, as a joke.
Yeah, more like not a joke for people to laugh at, but just like it's a different way. I'll say bowel movement too. Ooh, I had a big bowel movement. Because what
you're
else?
46?
Yeah, because what else? How else you going to say it without sounding nasty? What's another way to say it? Because I feel like that's the.
They all sound nasty. Yeah. Bowel movement just sounds like something that has to happen.
Right.
Bowel movement is like urinate.
Correct.
That don't sound.
So I use bowel movement when I'm not trying to be nasty.
Yeah.
Or like, okay. You know. But commode, yeah, I'll be like, ooh, I need to go to the commode.
The star.
Yeah, drop a deuce like that even yeah. sound nasty.
Drop a deuce do sound. Oh, I wanted to talk about this Nara Smith thing. Did you?
Yeah.
Are you up on her?
Uh-huh.
All right. If y'all don't know, Nara Smith is an influencer was made popular by doing original recipes of things that were not original.
So like, she would be like, my husband said he wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich yes. today, so I'm going to make him one. Then all of a sudden, you see her harvesting wheat yeah. from their garden, yeah. her grinding it up, her getting yeast from yes. something. You'll see her taking grapes, canning them, getting yes. the, you know.
Literally, yes. she made, like, from scratch Oreos one time, and from yeah. scratch Cocoa Puffs. It was right. like, girl, now when we eat cereal, we ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
So she was branded a trad wife.
Which
traditional
I
white.
Hate that. Why we gotta shorten every motherfucking thing? Just say the rest of it. I was like, what the hell is a trad wife? At first I thought it was a trade. And I was like, oh, is this what gay men who are bi, when they're a trade, is that who they married to? They're not knowing it was short for traditional, not trade. Just say the whole damn word,
oh,
traditional.
Oh my God. So she went on, I believe it was Call Her Daddy. Podcast.
Don't call me daddy.
Call me daddy. Call yeah. her daddy.
Call her daddy.
And she had this to say.
Well, what it is. So people yeah. started to compare you to trad wife.
Yeah.
And people were
they
like.
They kind of used me as the poster child for the trad wife movement. Which
also,
movement.
Really quickly,
watch.
Her speaking voice in here. I mean, I knew she was doing a bit. I didn't realize her actual speaking voice was going to be so different from her performance voice. That was interesting to me because I never heard her talk outside of those videos.
True, Brad.
It was very bizarre to me.
Why was that bizarre to you?
It was bizarre to me for a multitude of reasons, but let's, you know what? Let's Google what the definition of a trad wife is.
Well, that's perfect. So I'm actually going to ask you, yes. What do you consider a trad wife?
Well, I had to look up the term because I wasn't familiar with that, right? I didn't know what it means. But the fast answer is a trad wife is a woman who embraces or promotes a traditional model of marriage and family life where she typically prioritizes being a homemaker and a primary caregiver for kids, takes primary responsibility for cooking, cleaning, and managing the household, supports her husband's role as the primary breadwinner, often values traditional gender roles within marriage. So with that definition and those points, I'm none of that. And we can go through it point by point. I don't prioritize being a homemaker. I'm a working mom. Like, I am out in LA. I travel a lot. Do I love cooking because it's my passion and because I kind of have to do it given my autoimmune? Absolutely. But that's a passion of mine. It's a hobby. It's not something that I need to be doing for what?
Right?
Right.
Keep going. I like this.
You know?
This is good.
Primary caregiver for my kids? No. My husband and I split it 50-50. Like, when he works, I watch them. When I work, he watches them. And now, given everything that's been going on, we also have help. My mom's out. We have someone that helps us with the kids because it's just not doable for me to do it all. So that doesn't really work, right? Takes primary responsibility for cooking, cleaning, and managing the household. Yeah, I like to cook. Okay, sue me. I like to cook. My husband burns everything. Apart from a good steak, so he'll do that. But I like cooking, so I'm doing it. Household and cleaning, he does the dishes. I don't touch the dishes. There's no way you're going to see me washing and scrubbing the dishes. Also, he cleans our house. So he's, like, very, like, specific with how things need to be cleaned. So he does it.
Perfect.
So that doesn't make any sense. Supports the husband's role as the primary breadwinner. No, we both work. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I provide for our family.
So really, I think what's happening is they're taking the image of a woman in a kitchen in a gorgeous dress.
I mean, you get it, right? So let me just play you what her speaking voice is on her content.
This little known pine mush.
This is her speaking voice on her old content. She actually starts speaking regular now.
Here's everything I prepped to make my week just a little bit easier. I start by making my rooibos granola by combining all of my dry ingredients in a bowl. Separately whip my egg white and add coconut sugar, maple syrup, rooibos, along some other spices.
Angel, as a regular wife, new wife, I'd love to hear your thoughts. And also as a black woman.
On if she's a trad wife or her.
Anything. Whatever you want to say.
Why do we care? That's where I
go. She's 24?
Oh, she seems older than that. For sure.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You thought she was, what, 34?
Yeah, go ahead.
She probably had white. You know, they get in there and it get the aging real fast. You know, and that's not a problem.
She could be your child.
Huh?
She could be your child.
She could be.
She'd be my child.
She could be. And you know, it ain't nothing wrong if you age fast, but that's what is probably that white.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let you talk. That's two interruptions.
It's fine.
I just was looking it up to see if she was black or what she was. Her children's names is Whimsy Lou Smith, Fonny Golden Smith, Slim Easy Smith.
Slim.
And Rumble Honey Smith.
Slim Easy Smith.
Slim Easy sound like a rapper.
Yeah.
But go ahead. As a black woman and a wife, your thoughts on Nara Smith overall.
Oh, she has lupus. People with lupus that don't look old, though.
Oh, that's the autoimmune?
Is that a symptom that can be of... Yeah, Rumble Honey sound like cereal. Is that a symptom of lupus? Because I know people with lupus that look their age. Anyway.
Somebody said G. Willikers the Third.
Her husband white.
Her husband is big white.
I don't even. The conversation is stupid. First of all, I'm going to go back to, we got to stop shortening everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's hurting the communities more than AI is right now. Is that we don't know the full name of nothing. Two, I don't know. I could see why she would get put in that category because it looks like she's cosplaying as a traditional mm-hmm. wife by being this homemaker. I mean, her job is the I guess the costume or the mascot of yeah. a traditional wife. But yeah, based off of the definition. Now, there are women influencers who, when they show their life, they are the traditional. There's this one woman that I follow. She done had about 7 kids since I started following her. White lady. I wouldn't be surprised if her and her husband weren't Mormon or either Catholic because they keep having kids.
Mm-hmm.
But she has never, I don't think she's ever worked outside of the home.
Oh, dang.
She's always worked, been the breadwinner.
Yeah.
I'm assuming her social media probably now is mm-hmm. more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, always cooking a home-cooked meal, the type that will go thrifting for their kids' clothes so they're not spending too much money,
yes.
all that type of shit. I ain't got no problem with it. If that's what you want to do and your husband is not Rock'em Sock'em Robot upside your head,
right.
If you step out of line, if that's what works for y'all, that's what works for
right,
y'all.
Right, right,
right. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mm-hmm. understand. I know there's a push against it right now because a lot of times these men will use withholding finances as a form of abuse and control. Mm-hmm. But if that ain't happening, Let these women do whatever the hell they want to.
Well, here's my thing. This is my thought. I agree with everything you said, Angel, as a woman. What it looks like to me, Kevin, the jig was up, and she wanted to do a rebrand. Not calling yourself a trad wife is one thing. Somebody on Patreon said she used the hashtags. I wouldn't be surprised. No. But even if she didn't, you know how you are being perceived. Mm. It looks like to me, Kevin, she didn't stop that because it was beneficial. Mm-hmm. So now that it's being like, all right, that ain't cool no more. She could have been like, all right, you know, that times have changed. Or she just does the whole rebrand and stops talking like that. We've seen influencers rebrand all the time.
Yeah.
But to act like you ain't know what you was doing and didn't capitalize and benefit off of that thing, even if you didn't say it. Now, come on now. Mm-hmm. You know what you know how you were being perceived.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious to me. A lot of people assume, one of the things she was railing against is people assume that she was doing this all by herself. I was like, to me, it was quite obvious she was doing a bit and like creating content like this, right? And I think people were like, there's no, you lied to us. I was like, well, that part was obvious, but to act like you didn't know how you are being perceived is kind of crazy. It's like one of the things about Caitlin Clark. It's like, you know how people are using you. Yeah. Now, whether you want to stop it or not is one thing, but
right.
you on social media, you know how people are using your name. And if you don't put a stop to it, then it's like, well, then you are okay with it. The assumption can be that you're okay with it. If you don't say, like if I let my people bully some fans, and I know that if you go against Kev and I do X, Y, and Z, that people are going to bully you. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that ain't cool, then I can't act like I didn't know and I was benefiting from that. And that's the part where I think she's like, all right, girl, you know what you was doing. The fact that you want to stop, that's up to you. But to act like we didn't sit here and watch you do what you was doing, and you'd be like, I never did that.
She not doing the recipes no more in the cooking?
I think she's slowly trying to pivot away from that type of content because
she's
people are like
hungry. It take 5 days to make one meal. She's like, niggas, I got to start microwaving some stuff. And I know y'all not gonna let me do it as a tag wife.
You on the internet too much to not know people are using your stuff like that.
Yes, and people bringing up, I heard the scandal about her stealing somebody's
I didn't hear that.
I did.
Because she's from South Africa.
Sometime last year, you know how TikTok will throw you into the middle of a beef and you got to figure out who the hell people are talking about?
Mm, yes.
It does it to me every time. I'll be like, you know, I don't care, but who is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to click on the links and who are they talking about? And then eventually I stopped caring. I was like, it's taking me too much to figure out who did what and who was doing what. But
yes.
Apparently somebody else used to do that type of content of, my husband wanted pizza today And I said, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing all the crazy ass steps to making a pizza. Excuse me. I couldn't tell. Now that you further explain what the deal is, I just watched the thing and I was like, why is this a point of topic? Why is this? Why do we care what the hell people see you as? Are you, you know, but now understand that she's trying to separate herself from it to kind of do a rebrand.
But what happened? When did, what negative, this is the part I missed. Why did being a trad wife content, why is that approach now unfavorable?
I literally looked it up before we started talking about it because I was like, wait, why is that?
Because that don't be on that side of the internet.
They're saying loss.
Oh, it's associated with MAGA. Okay. I can see that. It's MAGA leaning.
I think because a lot of the women who are in those positions are MAGA, but I don't understand how we going to equate the goddamn going to.
The two?
The someone who's a...
Oh, the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, got you.
That feels like a bit of a stretch. That would be then every white person that I know is a Christian I need to assume is MAGA. That's what it would feel like. That's what... I mean, it feels like those are two...
It's all tied to the rise of religious fundamentalism and conservatism. Get your butt in there. Get back in the kitchen. Get back in the... Matter of fact, before you get in the kitchen, get back in the field. Farm it up.
I'm sorry. I don't agree. And I feel like I follow because I like watching people cook because I'm not going to do it. I like watching people clean because I'm not going to do it.
Are you watching make everything from scratch?
Shut up, Marcus. Yes, I love watching everything from scratch. I think the people who maybe are the most popular are probably MAGA.
Yeah.
And maybe they coined the term trad wife. Maybe that's what it is. But the actual act of deciding you want to be a homemaker.
Yes.
And you enjoy. Listen, I have a black friend who would have been considered a trad wife for quite a few years.
Really?
To her white dude. And she's like, I love. She said, and I spend his money.
That's the idea, right?
Mm-hmm. She now got a job because she was like, the world is falling apart. I need to do something to help.
Now you want to go and get that
she
job.
She said, I got to fight racism. We got to get out here. But she was like, I'm living the soft life. And no one will make me feel no type of way about it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I Googled. It said the loss of financial independence, which is, like I said, what I said before. Retirement and long-term security. A lot of these women stay with these men, build a life around these men, and then these men leave them, and they have no job skills. It's
1966
outside of
again.
Making bread.
Yes.
Limited career mobility, psychological pressure, social and cultural criticism, because it has outdated gender norms and it undermines women's financial independence and the risk of abuse.
Yeah.
So I get it. I can't necessarily be a trad wife because again I don't clean good, and that I think that's a part of it,
a big part.
Block it. Oh, we would just be broke with a clean house.
I want to switch gears completely.
This is
a sport. Actually, before we get to this, I want to say this. I want to play this for you. This went viral this week. Martha Reeves. Most known for Dancing in the Street. Let the people hear it, Angel. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
say
Would have ascended to heaven, and I there wouldn't have been enough liquid in my body to hold the tears. Why they were singing like they was racing each other?
Because she was trying to get away from him. She was trying to stick and move him. Because oh I watched God. The rehearsal video, and she
you did.
She was like, "Uh-uh, you're flat."
Oh, I gotta find this. There was a rehearsal video?
Yes.
What's a rehearsal video?
She said, uh-uh, you're flat.
Rehearsal, hold on. Oh, okay, here we go. Is this it?
It's
singing with me. Who's singing the same note
I'm singing? Why? Okay. Back up singers.
I don't think I need
him. She didn't need him.
I don't think I need
him. She definitely did. They were garbage.
Who's singing with me?
Who's singing?
I think so.
Where are my background singers?
I don't think anything else happened.
Oh, that's gold, Angel.
She said, that's out of tune. Oh, say the Star Spangled Banner yet way. How is your vibrato that on the land of the free and the home of the brave? She was trying her best to get off.
What was your favorite part, Angel?
There you go. Oh, wait. Lee streaming.
Still there?
Yo, yeah. Flag was. That's what. Flag was still there. Still there. She was like, I will not sing with y'all.
I'm not going. I said I don't want them when we was rehearsing.
Because here's the thing. Them background singers were terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, god awful. They could not. And so you couldn't hear the pureness of her voice.
The pureness.
With them doing that.
We need to go back and see what she was known for because.
Calling out around.
This is why she's up there.
Are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here.
She's Martha and the Vandellas.
The time is right for dancing in the street. Dancing in Chicago.
Here we go. Martha and the Vandellas. There's an album out
I call to your attention. One of my like favorite it. Motown songs.
Sister Act. You hear a little bit.
Me. For dancing in the street. Way down in New Orleans, in New York City. All we need.
Get up there, Angel.
Music, sweet music. There'll be music everywhere. There'll be singing and playing. And we're playing. A dancing in the street. Oh, it don't matter what you wear.
That is Martha.
So come on, everybody.
Martha and the Vandellas.
We went around.
Martha Reeves. Martha and the Vandellas.
I got to bring that back as my karaoke song. I love that damn song.
Yeah, that song is when they was raising the money in Sister Act.
I know.
Yeah, they was in the passing the buckets around.
I remember auditioning for some dance reality TV show in college. And that was my audition song.
How did you do good? Did you get it?
No, absolutely not. I was too thick to be the type of dance, but I was doing fuerte turns. I was like,
what's fuerte?
I can't even do it. So you know what a pirouette is when somebody turns?
Yep.
Fuerte, one of them legs goes out.
Oh, when they spin? Yes. Yeah. You was doing it?
Yes. I hit about four. Wah! Dancing in the street. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get it, though. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes you know, can't everybody be Shaka? Can't everybody be Patti LaBelle?
Everybody can't be Shaka.
Martha got up there and gave us Damn the Rock is me. And then white women were not there to back her up.
You're out of tune.
She said, that's out of tune. Who was singing?
Who is me? That's Kim Burrell.
Let them ask you.
Go wait for your part. I'll give it to you. Don't wait. I'll be back.
I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll be back.
All right. Before we go,
last thing. I just wanted to cover. We give him a
big long podcast.
Me and Kevin gonna be by ourselves again
for the rest of the month.
On Monday.
Are we doing Monday?
Yes, please.
8. Because I got Tony at 10.
Yeah.
You want to do 8?
Yes.
Oh no, we got to do 2 episodes.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
So we probably need to come a little earlier.
Than 8. We can do 2 tight hours.
2 tight hours?
Mm-hmm. Or can Tony come? Can you push Tony to 11?
He ain't gonna be here on time anyway.
Yeah.
2 tight hours?
Yeah, that's fine. That's why Marcus is shooting with me today, cause to move us out of the way. Cause you said, oh, me Tony gonna be here. I was like, me Marcus be here.
You Marcus, that's my bad. All right, I'm gonna text you right now. Tony, he was late to the wedding.
I saw him come in with the main breaking the main rule.
Breaking the rule. They just said it, Marcus. They just said, hey, don't do that. I wasn't here when they said that. Okay, Monday. What was I doing? One more thing. That's what it was. Will Smith, very known for radical honesty with his kids. Mm-hmm. He kind of changed his mind on that. Listen to Will Smith's thoughts on radical honesty now.
Very terrible. We made a very, very, very terrible mistake with our children, and we went with radical honesty. I'm not advocating for it. We made a deal, like, from really young with our kids. The deal was, if you tell the truth, you won't get in trouble, right? The only way you can get in trouble in this house is if we find out you did something and you don't tell the truth.
Wow.
And it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. No, it's terrible. They do whatever they want, and they just come tell you. It's awful. Don't try it. You want your kids to lie. Don't want to know some of the stuff your kids are thinking of doing.
I think this is so funny because it was at the time a lot of black people were like, this sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Y'all don't raise y'all kids like that. And he was like, nah, I'm going to. And for him to be like, we was tripping.
They were. I remember when they were on Oprah.
Yes.
They were like, we let our children pick their punishment. I said, the hell? My punishment would be chocolate ice cream. I failed a test. Chocolate ice cream will be my punishment.
You know what's so funny about that, Angel? I ain't saying we was raised right, but I ain't saying we was raised wrong.
We weren't.
I know. Whooping is bad and fear is bad and all that.
No, it's not.
But man, some of the stuff, you ain't crazy. Our parents wasn't all crazy.
Let me tell you, I think a little spanking, beating might be a bit much, but a little pop, pop. To get your brain to go, huh?
Associate that with don't do it.
Don't do it. Just a little pop, pop.
Don't do that now.
Until then we can have conversation.
And now we're here.
Now we're here. Amar spent $223.
This has been bothering you.
Yes.
You said this at the wedding.
I'm not going to stop saying
you
it.
You ain't. This bothered you for real.
I'll bring it up to Amar. Tell the people.
Because I done had to heard this for you 3 or 4
you
times.
You're going to keep hearing it.
Tell them what happened.
And tell my son is made whole. So my kids, they be on that Roblox, right? And Amar uses little Marcus's iPad all the time because Lil Marcus doesn't have the same type of restrictions. Amar's mm-hmm. iPad, he can't even get on Safari. You can get on the apps that are installed. And so he wanted to use his Roblox on Marcus's iPad. Now, none of my kids have had any type of payment method on their thing. So mm-hmm. we never had a problem of money going nowhere that's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
We just set up 2 new bank accounts for little Marcus, money that he earned.
Mm-hmm.
We had just only put $100 in his checking. Marcus went to check his app, and I saw him going, What? And I said, what? And we look, and it's at negative $122 and some change. So if we put $100 in there, the $100 gone, and now $122. And we look, and we see all these Apple.com transactions. And I said, what? I said, Amar! Amar comes down. I said, did you buy Robux on Marcus's iPad? He was like, no. I said, Amar, we can see the purchases.
Straight to your face?
Oh, yeah. No, Amar gonna lie.
I didn't do those things.
And I said, I can see the purchases, Amar, so try again. He said, mm-hmm.
Now that I have been caught in the lie, mm-hmm. the truth seems to be my only recourse. I
said, you are never allowed to touch Marcus's iPad ever again in your life. And I said, and there will be a punishment. I just haven't figured out what it is.
Oh, now that's when you're mad.
Oh, yeah.
Because the regular stuff ain't going to do.
Oh, yeah. And then I made sure I tapped on his conscience. I said, you don't want us to have a place to live, huh?
Well, you a black parent.
I said, you don't want us to have
you no food. You want me out living under the street eating bugs.
Yeah.
You don't want your little brother to, you want him to get stabbed.
Yeah.
That's what you want him to do. Mm-hmm. He can't go to college because you got Robux.
And I surely did. That's what I said.
Why bad parents got to go all the way there?
Oh, because I need him to understand. I said, because you using up all the money on Robux. I said, so you don't want us to eat. You want them to kick us out this house? He was like, no.
We are becoming our parents.
Because he needs to, it was either that or beat his ass. So I was like, I know what you can understand is us not eating.
Every time you get hungry, go and bite that iPad. Since you want to put Robux on everything.
Bite it. Hope it's delicious.
Bite that charger core.
Oh, I was so mad at that boy.
So funny.
I have not figured out what I'm going to do to punish him, but.
You got to do something.
Oh, it's happening.
We were talking to Mel because Melissa used to FaceTime Micaiah on her iPad. But then apparently Micaiah was calling people and FaceTiming them at 2 a.m. when she's supposed to be asleep. So Melissa went to FaceTime her, and it's grayed out on the Apple thing. Mm-hmm. So Alyssa called Mel and was like, yo, what's going on with Micaiah's thing? I can't FaceTime her. She said, I took it off because she was FaceTiming people at 2 a.m. all through my stuff. The next time Melissa saw Micaiah, she was like, oh, Kai, I'm sorry I can't FaceTime you. Your mom took your FaceTime off your iPad. She said, I know, but I know how to put it back. Said, you can't beat these kids who've been born with technology.
I know.
These niggas know the back door to the iPad.
Yes, they do.
I'm going to let you think you got it, baby girl. I know how to put it back.
I know.
Listen, she FaceTime you all and then hang up on you. She's like, uncle, look over there. Look. Doo-doo. Thought it was the funniest thing in the world. When we start hanging up on her, it's not this. She's like, why you hang up on me? You think you're the only one who can play the game?
I can hang up.
I didn't want to talk to you anyway. I was in a Zoom meeting. I said, why the baby 4 years old? They work that technology.
Oh, yeah.
They going to be some coding and hacking little MFs.
Do you understand the stuff that my son texted me while I was at Josh's wedding? And it blessed my heart at the same time because I do love my baby. Hold on. And he be texting his mama up a storm. Oh, he changed the background. It wasn't this background yesterday. This is what I got.
Oriola Barolas.
Here we go. Mommy. Mommy. Mommy.
Because why didn't you answer him?
Then I say, yes. I miss you.
Oh.
Where are you? I'm at a wedding. A wedding? Question mark. I say, yeah, it's when two people get married. Okay. I send him Miss Piggy and Kermit at a wedding. He sends a heart.
He hearting messages?
Yes. He puts almost Friday. Camping trip tomorrow. And then, it says I changed the background. How I do it?
She too young, Marcus, to be this old. You done blamed the baby. That apple done told on you.
How I do it?
You changed it to Northern Lights at the bottom.
What? How I do that? What did I do? How did I do that?
But glasses on and
background.
Look on. Oh my God. Angel, we can't be friends if you're going to be like this.
None. You can't talk, nigga, call me and messed up the end of my workout. Angel, I can't see nothing on the screen.
That didn't happen.
This week.
You would tell the people I didn't unplug something.
I didn't even finish my workout because I was busy. Kevin, move the camera so I can see what you did.
I can't believe you.
You old ass nigga. You right here with me. I can't
believe you.
On the senior citizen.
That's new technology. I know how not to turn my background on. That's not true. I turn disappearing messages on Instagram all the time. I didn't change the background.
And let me show you what Victory changed our background to. That's who she considers me to be.
Joe Jackson. Let me tell you. Can I show you my grandma? They done gave my grandma AI.
Oh.
My grandma's on Facebook making AI pictures of herself.
Of course. But do you see he has a belt in his hand?
I didn't see that first.
My family calls me Joe Jackson.
Look at my grandma making AI pictures of a younger version of herself.
That's Ruthie?
No. That's a wasted of 10 gallons of water in Memphis.
Look at Ruthie.
I said, listen, send me this. I said, get the AI away from my grandma. Get you. We worry about Gen Z. It's them boomers. They got all the time in the world. They just make me young. Put me in the 60s but with my face now, but young.
But have you seen that woman, that black woman who wears a cowboy hat and goes around?
I've only seen Brittany Lynn's parody of her. I don't know who the person is.
Well, I went down a wormhole, and I was like a rabbit hole.
All right, man. We're done. Don't even just we're done, Marcus. All right, y'all. We got it out the mud. Don't no. We're done. We done aged 10 years in the last 15 minutes. I went down another. Just forget it, Marcus. We're on that one water planet where 1 minute is 10 years. When we come back on Wednesday and have bifocals, y'all mind y'all damn business.
I'm 30 years younger than y'all right now.
Marcus got to go to the senior prom tonight.
I said.
We too young to be like this. No. This is what happened. Your podcast host is 43 and 46.
Listen, but the thing is, at least it's a real term.
It is a real term.
I just used the wrong term.
What you do in the wormhole, Angel? Tell me what happened when you tore through the space-time continuum. Went to another
galaxy. I discovered Candace, the woman Candace.
Oh, the cowboy hat lady.
In one of her flyers that she had made, of course, the via AI, it looked like an older version of Lisa Ray. And I said, now you know that's not. You know that's
Is the lady light-skinned?
Yes.
Candace?
She pretty lady. Eyelashes as long as a dust broom. Like, they're real long.
Yeah.
But I was looking. It was like something. She was giving out backpacks or something. And I said, who's the lady? Is Lisa Ray coming? And I said, oh, that's supposed to be her.
Lord Almighty.
That's supposed to be her.
Lord Almighty.
Oh, we should make. See, no, we're going to use up water because I was about to be like, Kevin, I'm going to make a flyer with you.
No, we can't do it. We got to keep that water.
We got to keep the water.
We done, y'all. Marcus and Angel got to shoot. Are we editing these? Because we got to talk to Josh.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see y'all on Wednesday.
Patreon will see us on Monday.
Yeah, Patreon, we're shooting Monday. Everybody else, that episode will be Wednesday. We talking about the wedding, right, on Monday?
We going to talk about it?
Or we need to wait for Josh to get back.
Yeah, or do we want to talk about it and then let him have a whole bonus?
When he comes back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we talk about the wedding and the bonus. So you're going to get
we'll do
our
other topics
second
too.
Public episode, and then our second episode will be the wedding bonus.
Yes.
Okay, guys.
All right, guys. Have a good life. Enjoy your weekend. Don't have unprotected sex. I mean, you can if you want
to. You can. I was about to say, don't tell people what to do.
It's your coochie hole and your dick.
And so for some people, their mouth.
Or your butts or their and butt mouth.
Holes, because you might get a nice, good blowjob. at the salon. Shut up.
I would watch this podcast.
Would you?
If I wasn't on this, I would watch this. Yeah.
Start recording.
Bye, y'all.